Dragi frați și surori, dragi frați și surori, ne bucurăm că am avut o zi plină de binecuvântare. Suntem bucuroși că ne apropiem de încheierea unei zile. Am vrea să începem această ultimă parte a întâlnirii noastre.
We would like to start our last part of the day with a hymn.
Dragi frați și surori,
dear brethren,
am vrea să începem ultima parte a întâlnirii noastre de astăzi.
We would like to start this last part of the day with the hymn number 16.
Rugându-l pe fratele Daniel Cap să ne conducă în rugăciune.
And we'll ask Brother Daniel Cap to lead us in prayer. Afterwards, we'll have hymns of glory to our God. But first, through the group of brethren from Moldova, and then a group of brethren from the United States. So, as we read in Psalm
145. Și voi lăuda numele tău în veci de veci. Mare este Domnul.
I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and exalt your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness, no one can fathom. One generation commands your works, another to tell of your mighty acts. So we can start with hymn 16 from the International Hymn Book.
Vino al fericirii izvor, din suflet să-mi scoți cântec, al grației mei râudător, cere cântec spân cu foc. O, învață-mă să cânt frumos, cum poftește inima, bunătatea ta s-o laud, cărei nu-i asemenea. Din zi în zi tot mai dator, mă face grația ta. Ca și-un lanț strânge sufletul, Doamne, bunătatea ta. Și cu pe drumul tău, fie oricât de spinos, ferici că pot păși pe urmele lui Hristos.
Așa cum am anunțat, fratele Daniel ne va conduce rugăciune.
Brother Daniel will lead us in prayer.
ceruri, în acest secret.
Our dear Heavenly Father, in this moment we come to thank you for the love you show towards us. We thank you, first of all, for the gift of existence, because you created us with sentiments, with wisdom, so we can appreciate you and love you. We thank you for this feast, spiritual feast. We thank you for the blessings you gave us, for the advice from your word, for the fellowship with brethren from that many countries. We thank you for everything you did for us, and we ask you to continue being with us, to bless us, to give us again the joy of redemption, and help us to be a blessing to one another. There where we didn't think, we didn't speak, we didn't walk according to your will, please forgive us. And please keep looking at us as clean through the merit of our Lord Jesus. And all this we ask and we pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We
ask the brethren from Moldova to come in front. And we ask Brother Grisha to lead this group, praising God.
Puterea puțină și slabă pe care o avem.
With our weak strength, weak power we have, praise the Lord, praise God in His holy house. Praise Him in the wide skies where His power is showing. Praise Him for the great creation. Praise Him with music. I met what where the brother is reading from. It's a psalm.
Versetul 6. Tot ce are suflare.
Six verse of the psalm, but I'm sorry, I missed what psalm was that.
Frate Ioan și la toți frate.
Brother Ioan and all the brethren. Peace be with you, dear brethren, and we rejoice to be here together in this evening. Our joy started long time ago, before arriving here at this convention. We really wanted to see each other. It's been 4 years since we didn't see each other. I hope that we'll see each other 2 years ago, to be able to rejoice together and praise God's name and His Son. But we know, everybody, that it was allowed something that it stopped us, something that we didn't expect that. Many brethren, which today went to God, and we learned a lot from them, from Poland, from Romania, from the US, from many other countries, many times at these conventions. They were organizers, they were telling us that a night is coming that no one will be able to work. That's what it's written in the scriptures. And we weren't really paying attention to these words. We were thinking that we'll be able to continue gathering and rejoice, and we'll be able to just hug each other, to shake hands, to rejoice all together, and live with the memories. We thank our Heavenly Father for this opportunity. And on the schedule, there's a brother from Moldova, but he was supposed to lead this service, but I don't know how to say it, why, but in Job 14, 11, it says, well, they have some troubles, but they have some trials, and we pray for them that God may help them. And we understand that we are not spared from trials, and these trials are more and more, but our faith is strengthening us and gives us power to power through, to continue and be thankful for what we have. May God bless all our brethren which organize the convention, which we are really looking forward, and we are really thankful and appreciative of what you did for us. And now I'll read from Psalm 84:10. Better is one day in your court than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house among them. We see what a great joy is here in this room, and it's upon. We'll read from Psalm 30, verse 4. It's beautiful when we read God's word. Sing the praise of the Lord, you His faithful people. Praise His holy name. And we would like to sing a hymn, and then some will follow to praise the holy name of our Father. We'll sing hymn number 210 from the Romanian hymn book.
Yeah.
Vedem această ocazie frumoasă care ne-a dat-o Domnul ca să putem intra în această bucurie. Noi deja suntem aici pe pământ. Între o mană frumoasă ne spune că bucuriile noastre încep pe acest pământ. Și multe ocazii ne dă Domnul în timpul prezent și dacă suntem atenți și nu le lăsăm să treacă alături, ca pe urmă să regretăm. Și am trăit cu multe amintiri despre poporul Domnului, care este în prezent. Și putem spune...
There are many promises for them, for God's people which are here. We had the opportunity to know many brethren here at the International Convention. Maybe in other countries, the brethren have more opportunities to meet more often, but in Moldova, many times we were limited, but now we see that God is so good, and day by day we see that the kingdom is coming. Every day we get closer. We see the events in these days, which we saw these days through our faith, but now we see them with our eyes. We were looking at Israel, how they were asking to be released from Israel, and God helped them to get out. Helped them to get out from Egypt, and now He is guiding us. We are very happy for them and thankful for the lessons we heard today, and for the panel discussion and all the scriptures presented, which bring glory to God, and for the peace of Jesus, as He promised, He gives us the peace, not that the world gives it to us. We'll read from Psalm 46, from 1 to 6.
Dumnezeu este adăpostul și sprijinul nostru, un ajutor care nu lipsește niciodată în nevoie. De aceea nu ne temem.
God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. And we see that we live in this world, but we're not part of it. And we see that the world is scared. And they can't accept all these trials, these hard times that God is allowing to happen. But we have the peace, and we share it with the world, and we're trying to tell them that God is love, and His Son wants to bring His kingdom on this earth. And so man can inherit what was created for him. And now we'll sing a hymn about these times, about the waves of trouble and the events in the world. It'll be hymn number 390 from the Romanian hymn book.
Așa, frații noștri, dragi și iubiți, cu 2 ani în urmă,
our dear brethren, 2 years ago, in our class in Rosen, we were preparing for the convention. We were singing hymns the second day in the morning. Three sisters got sick. 2 days later, first brother went to the hospital. And after a day, we had the funeral of our brother Vasya, and a few days later, our sister Maria Niago passed, and we were wondering, we were asking ourselves why these pillars of our class, which always had the scripture in their hands, God took them. But we see that those that finished their walk, their run on this earth, He is taking them to Him. And it was a lesson for us, a sad and sweet story. But everybody at our when it's our turn, when we have a trial, we raise our heads to God, because we know that's where we get mercy from. And we believe and we hope that those who were faithful are on the other side of the veil, and they're helping us on this side of the veil. Even though we're small and we're not doing so much, we want to do more, but we have no more possibility. We know that it took 40 years to Moses to be prepared to lead the nation of Israel out of Egypt. So God knows better who and what kind of trials and lessons we need. But we know in what says in Romans 8:28. On the other hand, we know that all the things work for the good of those who love God. So every trial which saddens us, we know that is there to work greater things in us. So in every day we pray to our God to bring His kingdom on this earth, which is full of sorrow. And all of us, all the entire world needs this kingdom, but it's not time yet. And we have this hope and this joy that we are eager to share with others. And now I'll read again from a Psalm 63, 1-7.
Citim câteva versete de la Psalmul 63, 1 până la 7. Dumnezeule,
You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek You. I thirst for You. My whole being longs for You. In a dry and parched land where there is no water, I have seen You in the sanctuary and beheld Your power and Your glory, because Your love is better than life. My lips will glorify You. I will praise You as long as I live, and in Your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the riches of food, with singing lips, my mouth will praise You. We'll sing hymn 21, again from the Romanian book.
Yeah.
Now, Brother Vasya will have a few words. You all know, I think, that Jesus had told lots of parables regarding the kingdom. And if you remember, the parable of the son that went away from his father, and he left to a different country to spend his money. It's a beautiful poem, Brother Rick.
Păstor l-a pus să fie. Și așa era de înfometat că roșcoveni ar fi mâncat, care porcii le rodea, nici pe acelea nu le-a dat. Și s-a zis în gândul său, băi, câți argați la tatăl meu, din belșug au până lor, eu aici de mor, de foame mor. La căminul înapoi am să merg și zice voi, tate bun, greșit am rău, ție și lui Dumnezeu. Ia-mă, fii bun, nu ca fiu, ci ca un argat să-ți fiu. Tatăl său când îl zări, de departe înainte ieși. Și-l cuprinde el fierbinte și-l primi ca un părinte. Căci fiul s-a rătăcit și tatăl din nou l-a regăsit. Că a fost mort și a înviat, că a fost pierdut și s-a iertat. Dacă aici, pe pământ, bucuria este un lucru sfânt, cât de mare bucurie acolo în cerul o să fie, atunci când un păcătos se întoarce la Hristos.
It's the parable of the prodigal son put in a nice poem. Would have been hard to translate, I'm sorry. Let's bring praises to our Lord at all times. Thank you, brethren, for this convention. May God bless you. Peace be with you. The peace that Jesus promised us. Please forgive us. Thank you, dear brother Grisha. Thank you, dear brethren from Moldova, which praised the Lord through hymns.